How do you do? This is Bridget Thumb with KXEI Community Media. I've been thinking a lot about inspiration, and after having spent a lot of time alone, it's very, very clear to me that I am inspired by other people. I'm inspired by the world around me, and I'm also curious, super curious, about what inspires the people who inspire me. So that's what we're doing. This is a podcast where we get to know 8 great folks. We got Michael Wells, Stephanie Ings, Rachel Hoblett, Josiah Osego, Amber Frame, Elijah Thumb, Dr. Nadia Alvarez, and Fred Ronstadt. We get to know them a little bit more with each episode. Let's get started by asking 4th Avenue Will. What inspires you?
The muses. They just show up on 4th Avenue. There's many muses. They come in many forms. And, just people are wonderful, you know. People are just wonderful.
Yeah, they are. Amber, what inspires you?
I feel most inspired when I see other people doing what makes them happy or what makes them feel fulfilled. I am totally inspired by seeing people living authentically the life that they have right now, right in this moment. Seeing people around me or artists or performers that I follow who, you know, are more national folks, just seeing what people create and bring out into the world, that's what I find inspiring.
Inspiration can be kind of like a momentum. Once you get like a spark and you're like, okay, this could be something, you know, like this could grow into a thing.
And that's what's so great about being inspired by other people and seeing what they create is that then you're inspired to create something. And then if you can share that, then you never know who you're inspiring with your creation. And that absolutely takes that momentum, builds on that momentum. And I just picture this as this incredible wave of creative energy going out throughout the world.
Right?
It's like, okay, that was super cheesy.
It's the ripple, though. Where does it go? No one knows.
No one knows.
I think we kind of do know, though. You know, like, it goes out into space, right? What inspires you, Rachel?
What inspires me is when people are being given the opportunity to make their dreams a reality, especially if those dreams somehow benefit society. Through art, through some sort of socioeconomic goal, through, you know, other improvements to our communities, etc. That's what inspires me. When people have the opportunity to do things that are great, that's always very exciting to me.
It's interesting to think about the opportunities that we have that we're unable to see, that we maybe see as problems.
This is part of why I do what I do. You know, inspiration, I think you have to have a desire to do something first before inspiration can hit. Because, I mean, inspiration can come to you at any given point in time, but if you don't have any desire to do anything about it, or to even have that desire to do something in the first place, that inspiration, you know, may not come, or you may see the thing that could inspire you, but you have no will to do anything about it because you have no desire to benefit, you know, to do something that'll benefit someone else, you know?
So what you're saying is you don't really have inspiration without motivation?
I think that's a big part of it.
Josiah, what inspires you?
The idea of gratefulness, just taking a look at how lucky I am. You know what? I would say right now, one of my biggest inspirations is taking a look at my failures, huge failures in life. Generally with failure comes the loss of a result or the loss of an opportunity. Things kind of fall away in my failures, to where, you know, failure in life equated to being homeless, failures in relationships equated to me being alone, failures with self-discovery led to a lot of self-hatred and or not feeling that I'm worthy and feeling like I'm just another weight. The nice thing about those failures is they remind me that I was able to do things with the bare minimum. And so as I'm going through things and I might get scared or feel apprehensive or feel hesitant, I can remind myself that I've done more with a lot less. So whatever it is I feel that I need right now, that might not necessarily be true. It's very empowering for me to feel that I might not need anything. It reminds me of the power of just having an experience, you know, riding the crazy train. You know, I don't need to figure out how the crazy train works. I might just need to ride it for now. And then as I gain experience, I can maybe use that for the next one instead of ruining the experience, because rather than having the experience, I'm trying to experience it and understand it at the same time. Motivations are, for me, are more external. So what motivates me to be a loving father is my son. I want to do good things for him. He motivates me to do so. Inspiring factors are the moments that I hold close, where I see myself fulfilling that role, where I had a really tough day and I can come and I can sit down. And even though I just want to get him to bed, I give my last ounce of energy and he has one of the longest giggle fits I've ever experienced. That's an inspiring factor, because that comes from within, you know.
Michael, what inspires you?
Oh, well, because I'm an artist, I believe in inspiration, you know? Like, when I'm not feeling inspired, I feel like it's necessary to just sit around until inspiration strikes. And I know that you're not supposed to do that, but that's how I actually operate. Like, so I find like a lot of inspiration comes for me from books that I've read. So like a lot of times that gets incorporated into paintings. Something I do a lot is I have friends who are other artists, and they're very different kinds of artists than me. There's this one woman who works up in Santa Fe named Erica Wanamaker, and she's an amazing artist. Her craftsmanship is beautiful and stuff, but very different than mine. And she sees herself as like a witch, right? And mm-hmm. her art are spells. Like, I like to go spend time with her because it's just so out of my normal realm that I find it very uplifting and inspiring. Like, oh, you could do things differently, you know what I mean? And then like I have another friend, Tom Jennings, out in Los Angeles, and he does like weird electronic art, and he rebuilds cars and makes these really crazy AMC Rambler cars and stuff, you know. And I paint and sculpt, so like very, very out and left field for me. But it's great to go spend time with him, and just like the way these people think is very different than the way I do. But it gets my juices kind of flowing to see the projects they're working on. And I always find it very inspiring to hang out with them, just because I start thinking a little differently, maybe a little more broadly about things. And it just kind of helps me maybe get out of my little mouse trail.
So, right. Yeah. I think of it like when you're on Google Earth and you zoom out.
Yeah. Well, it gives you a new sense of perspective. And I find that very inspiring. You know, because I make a lot of my money as a painter, you know, oftentimes I'm creating something that's more of a product. And I don't really like to do that. But, you know, Christmas is coming and I want to have 12 little matchbox paintings done so that I'll have, you know, a little extra money around the holidays. So I'll work on things like that. And, you know, that can be a little bit of a rut to get into. And so it's good to step away from that and go be with some other creative people. And the creativity and the inspiration tends to rub off, I find. And I also try to make myself available to other artists. I think they also get something out of hanging out with me, what I'm reading, what I'm thinking about, whatever shows I'm watching on Netflix. I don't know, but it all kind of percolates through and comes out as a new idea or inspiration.
And that's exactly why I'm doing this podcast, you know?
Well, you know, it's an ever-shifting thing, inspiration, I find. You know, the thing is to be open to kind of these new experiences and then let it filter through, and the inspiration comes. And I really think when you're an artist, there's all those sort of things they say about, oh, it's, you know, 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration. Those kind of, you know, those kind of platitudes they lay on us. But the truth is, I think you really should hang out and wait for inspiration to hit you before you start creating things. You should have something worth saying. It's not just an exercise in labor, but it's, you know, an exercise of love. You should look for inspiration. You should wait for it to hit you. And if it doesn't hit you, you should go out and try to find things that are inspiring.
Hey, Stephanie.
What inspires you?
What inspires me? I think whenever I travel, like the things that I choose to do, so like art inspires me, seeing people and how they make art inspires me, whether that be, you know, music or other like fine arts. I really like, you know, tactile things like funky ceramics and stuff like that. Just like looking at like a really funky like sculpture or something is something that inspires me, because it's like, how did that like come into your mind? Like, how did that come and now it's a physical shape in the world? That's always so interesting to me, to think about like processes of thinking and creation. Also, another thing that inspires me is my friends and family, definitely. Conversations with different people, you know, what they're into, and just seeing, you know, different ways of thinking and different ways of living life.
I love ceramics. I've always had this kind of like fantasy of making my own plates. Really, for me, it seems like next level ceramics, right? Because you start off with like a cup or a bowl, and then you get on the wheel, and then you have like a smoother bowl or a smoother cup. To me, it feels like next dimension to throw a plate.
Yeah, I never thought about it that way. Was it us that was talking about spoons too? Wooden spoons?
Oh, I love wooden spoons. Yeah. Yes.
So like, yeah. a fine wooden spoon and a plate you made yourself, that's the life.
Yeah. I mean, with that setup, it doesn't really matter what you're eating. You could just be eating an air salad and you're like, this exactly. is great.
Got a knot on this spoon.
Because I love the sound too of like really nice pottery and a wooden spoon. It's like a nice, satisfying, clunky sound as opposed to like this scrapey, scratchy, mm-hmm. harsh sound of a metal spoon or fork on a plate when people scrape it, you know, cringe.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah. The combination of materials, because even like a wooden spoon on like a metal something or other mm-hmm. is a different, you know, sensory and like physical experience, I guess, too. I am particular about those things as well. But yeah, wooden spoon with a plate you made yourself, that would make me happy.
Yeah, that's my goal. It's kind of like thinking of your kitchen utensils and your everyday tools that you handle, like as musical instruments in a way.
Yeah, exactly. I always say the right tool for the job. I did not make that up myself. I learned it from my sculpture teacher in college, but I've been using it throughout my life ever since. I'm like, any endeavor that you go into, it's like, have the right tool for the job.
Dr. Alvarez, what is it that inspires you?
There's, you know, I always see my life like the personal and the professional. Many times, of course, it's combined, and others, I'm kind of trying to separate the two worlds, especially to continue nourish my personal relationships with friends and family. And of course, that professional side, also to be respectful about the role that I have. I think for the professional side, of course, students. I'm educator because I really like to interact with the students. I heard and read many times that educators will refer to students as the future. And for me, they're not the future, they're the present. And many times, you know, I learned so much from them. And again, you know, in this positionality that I have as an immigrant, it's so fascinating to interact with the students with different backgrounds, that many times they speak different language, that they have the opportunity to travel so many places. Sometimes, of course, first generation students, the first person in the family attending college, many times with certain challenging situations that they've been facing since they were children. So in this journey that they have as a college student does inspire me. In my personal life, I think, you know, I see my connection with my husband like a real team. We came together to pursue kind of the same dream, to obtain a doctoral, to study and obtain a doctoral degree in the U of A. So, it's, you know, I see all the things that he has accomplished in his career, and that's inspired me a lot. And raising my kids, see my kids growing and their dreams and, you know, the things that they brought to our family, that is also a very unique inspiration too.
Oh, yeah. My children inspire me all the time because they remind me of, you know, how I kind of used to be.
Yes, you know, that's the same feeling that I have. Sometimes I wish to have my son age and just to experience the same thing that he's doing right now, you know, working part-time, going to college, doing a sport, dating, meeting new friends. Yeah, it's like, you know, just back to sometimes when I have a talk to him after that talk, I used to look for those movies from, you know, like a college or high school movies that they were very popular in my generation, just to trying to see, you know, that even things have changed a lot. It's still kind of the same spirit when you are in that journey, when you're trying to figure out who you are and experience so many things, trying to discover the world and define, you know, what is the best pathway for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Elijah Thumb, what inspires you?
I'd say mostly people that are bold, witnessing their ability to like stand up while everyone else agree, like being unique and like pursuing your vision and what it should sound like, what it should look like. There's very like specific artists and like songs that make me think or make me like inspired just in general. Like I know you know this song. What's it? It's by Loverboy. Oh yeah, Working for the Weekend. I love that song. It's great. Songs inspire me. People inspire me. I also inspire myself a lot. There's something about going back and watching some of my old works that makes me feel like, wow, if I can make that, I can make something better.
It's really empowering when you see the progress that you've made too.
True.
Frederick, what inspires you?
I'm inspired by people in general and the things that the creativity that they have. Somebody who could look at a blank slate and see something and be able to put it on the canvas. I mean, you inspire me as an artist, and your art goes beyond, you know, drawing or painting. You know, there's an art in how you speak and the craft of what you do with radio and audio and that kind of thing. I'm being very, very truthful. I actually aspire to be like other people that intrigue me. And I think everybody has some level of desire to be creative.
Oh yeah.
Some people turn it into a vocation and are able to, you know, monetize it and make a living with their creativity. I'm not at that level. I don't, at least not now. I've had so many lives, and I think my next life is going to be the artist life. I've been learning how to blacksmith and weld and be creative using those tools. And so it's very inspiring to see what other people are doing with those same tools and trying to learn how to do those things, because, you know, you just, it's like anything. You just can't pick it up and be good at it. You have to practice. There's a story about Picasso. He's having lunch somewhere, and a woman comes up to him and asks for him to draw him a picture. And he does, and it takes him like, you know, 3 seconds, you know, Picasso way. And he goes, that'll be $500. He goes, what? That just took you 3 seconds. He goes, no, those 3 seconds took me a lifetime to get to. Seeing how people have spent their lives getting to a certain point is incredibly inspiring. I'm inspired by my grandchildren, who I now have the ability to reimagine the world as a child. Art inspires me. Nothing inspires me. One of the things that I just love doing is just sitting with friends, smoking cigars, and just enjoy those moments. You know, we did the Army Man project with Rudy Flores, and I look at the figure, and it's cool seeing myself as a 3-inch Army Man. But the idea that somebody thought about doing something like this for the community, that's really cool and inspiring. And everything in life, whether it be picking up trash or creating the Pietà, at all... There is dignity in all of that, and there is inspiration in all of that. You just have to see it. You have to be willing to open your eyes and look for it and really be willing to say, yes, that is true. You know, because I'm sure there are people out there going, you know, who wants to pick up trash? I want to be Michelangelo and create the Pietà. And the reality is everyone has their thing, their own abilities and joys, and I have multiple degrees. I have had really nice, high-profile positions. But in my current job, I walk around with a pickup stick in a Homer 5-gallon bucket. And it is, there's such a level of satisfaction and joy in picking up trash around the school campus. You know, it's where you find things. I think there's a theme here. You have to overtly look for these things and believe that they're there, because they are, and you will find them.
If you were to look for it, it's in the intention. It's wonderful to be able to imagine something as cleaner, you know, if you're picking up trash, and then to be able to see that you made that real, that you made that happen. And the first step was the idea. The first step was the intention. That's such a gift to be able to like imagine and intend something and then maybe just plant the seed for it, you know?
It's something that really you look back and you're like, wow, that's something I did. That's something I enjoyed doing. And it was inspiring to do that and to see it done.
And with that question is now done, because that was good.
So, what inspires you? It's kind of a weird question, but I'm not afraid to ask weird questions. And one of the things that inspires me is hearing about what inspires other people. I mean, you know, it's contagious. Inspiration is contagious. And it also comes in waves. So, for me, if I'm not inspired, then that's okay, you know? Like, sometimes it's okay to just wait before you're inspired, and sometimes it's okay to wait before you're motivated, because, I mean, nobody jumps out of bed and starts vacuuming, you know? You gotta, like, work yourself into it. So, that's my take on inspiration, is, like, don't feel bad if you feel uninspired. Just let that be. Go ahead. Let yourself be uninspired. It's fine. It'll happen. Sometimes inspiration just happens. It just happens out of nowhere, and I don't know. But if you want, you can talk to me about it. You can write me an email, bridget@kxci.org. Because I do. I like to know what inspires other people, too. Because for me, it's other people, right? Okay, let's have our thanks to our guests today, who are going to be our guests tomorrow, and again and again. So we're going to get to know Elijah Thumb, Rachel Hoblett, Stephanie Ings, Amber Frame, Fred Ronstadt, Michael Wells, Josiah Osego, and Nadia Alvarez Mejia. We'll get to know them some more in the next episode, where I ask them what they're looking forward to. I know what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to the next episode. Right on. KXCI.org, that's where you can find the program information. Also want to say a special thank you to Golden Boots and Iskra Valcheva for the music in today's episode. You can find the track list there on kxci.org for our program page, How Do You Do? Thanks for tuning in. See you in episode 3. Looking forward to it. This podcast is produced at KXCI Community Media in beautiful downtown Tucson, Arizona. KXCI Community Media is a listener-supported organization. So thank you. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support. You can find all this and so much more at kxci.org.